Is the real purpose of science to help us understand the world we live in, or to provide support for a specific narrow view of that world? The choice is ours. The Carmelites, from Mount Carmel to the present day. Now summon the people from all over Israel to meet me on Mount Carmel. The prophet Elijah. It is easier to understand the Carmelites' mystical vocation if we look briefly at how the order started, struggled, reformed, and survived despite considerable opposition. A mystical vocation is not a recipe for boredom, as we shall see. The original Carmelites. The ancient Carmelite order, which originated in Palestine, is named for Mount Carmel, a low mountain range of which a promontory near the city of Haifa in Israel rises steeply 185 meters out of the Mediterranean Sea. Carmel has been a religious site for millennia, a place where prophets, Hebrew nabis, experienced God in an unusual or immediate way. On Mount Carmel, the biblical prophet Elijah confronted the prophets of the fertility god Baal, probably in the 9th century BCE. Elijah's successor Elisha and his other followers, the sons of the prophets, lived there, as did early Christian monks centuries later, praying in its caves. Legend traces the Carmelite order back to Elijah himself, but the order that exists today began to take shape around 1150 CE, when European pilgrims and crusaders, aware of Mount Carmel's history, settled there to lead a solitary life of prayer. They considered themselves latter-day sons of the prophets. Their prophetic vocation was modeled on the recorded lives of Elijah and of Jesus' mother, Mary. The Carmelites considered Mary the ideal figure to make the prophetic vocation, which was sometimes associated with violence and fanaticism, a fully Christian one. The solitary life of the order did not mean a refusal to ever engage with society. Rather, Carmelites were to emerge from contemplation and prayer to teach, warn, or help, as Elijah or Mary would do. These early prophets sensed that shaping their own lives through contemplation and prayer was essential to providing real insight for others, and that the force of events themselves brought the right moment to speak or act. There was no need to go out and seek it. The Carmelite order for men was confirmed in the Catholic Church in 1226 with a rule that has been called a rule of mysticism, aimed at continual prayer, silence, asceticism, and simplicity of life.